Welcome to Sanctuary, the podcast. I am Dr. Crystal Jones, your host. Each week, we engage in conversations that reveal the truth of who we are and how we thrive on this planet. Only on the Lighter Side Network, where the everyday meets the extraordinary. Hey, 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 welcome to Sanctuary, the podcast where our voices and experiences are centered. I am Dr. Crystal Jones, your host. And as I feel into this next guest, I just noticed so much ease. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Jasmine is divine energy who emits love, and she's on an everlasting journey to living in her truth. She is a life creative who is creating the authentic life she wants and deserves, as well as helping others do the same. At her core, she is her inner child who is learning how to coincide with the mature version of herself that she's been for so long. She is made up of her present, past, and future, always evolving. How beautiful. I'd love to hear more and more depth into who you really are.
Sure. So like you kind of introduced me with, I am made up of so many things. I am starting at my core, I am divine energy. I am living in this space, organizing time with experiences, and on a greater level, I am living out my journey. I've been through a lot, and I will probably end up sharing much of that later on within this conversation. But my mission at this point is really to help other people. I would love to share with other people all that I've been through. And if it means that I have to share my story in other words, to help one other person, then that's what I'm here for. So I'm a healer. I'm my inner child. I'm a corporate executive. I am made up of so many different things. But at the end of the day, I am divine energy, emitting love and helping other people.
I love that so much. And I've known you for so long. I've had the honor of seeing you just blossom into this person that you are right now, this person that is more willing to share who she is, how she is, always in wherever you are. And I would love to give the listeners the opportunity to hear part of your story, the part of your story that you're open to sharing.
Sure, absolutely. So I, back in 2017, I was living the life that I knew was, and I had a traumatic event occur in which I was actually, I'll share this with all of your listeners, I was sexually assaulted, and that situation completely changed my life. It brought out a lot of the mental illness that had been buried since high school, but hadn't, you know, I'd been able to manage it, but it was a trigger. That incident was a trigger for me. And so I slipped into a deep depression. My anxiety just went on 100, and I lived in secret. I didn't want anyone to know exactly what happened to me. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I had a lot of regret. And so for a couple of years, I held on to that very tightly. And on the other side of the coin, still living the life that I was living at that moment, being a corporate executive, showing up every day, being the best friend that I could be, being the best wife that I could be, being the best family member that I could be, and hiding still that piece of myself that I didn't want anyone to know. And so eventually it got harder and harder to keep up with both sides of that. And the two of them actually collided. One day I did attempt to take my life. It was easier for me to silence myself than to share my story. And it was that at that moment that I realized I have a purpose. I was in the hospital. My husband and all of the workers at the hospital, my family, were all there, and they all got to see me in the most vulnerable state of my life. And it's so ironic because what I hid from them for so long, the universe let go and released that to them without me having any control of it. And so from that moment on, I realized I have to help people. This is what my truth is. And in order for me to help others, I need to share it. And so from there, I lived in the mountains for about a month, really doing the work on myself with like-minded people who had also been through serious and similar situations. And it's been a journey, and I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to be, you know, in this opportunity with you to share my story so other people can hear.
That's really powerful. Something that I heard was trigger, and how, you know, you experienced a trigger of sexual assault and how that moved you into where you are now. And I would love just to hear more about how you feel about triggers in general, whether we're talking about societal triggers or mental health triggers. Do you feel that triggers are something that come to open us up? Do you feel that triggers are something that we should hide from, that we should get help with? What is your narrative around triggers at this moment?
That's a really, really great question. I think triggers serve multiple purposes. I think triggers bring awareness to who we are and where we are within this space and time. For me, at this point in my life, when I'm triggered, it means that there's something, whatever has happened, it's moving something within me, and it's causing some level of discomfort. And so there's a reason for that. And so triggers prompt me to do the additional work to understand where that discomfort is coming from. I think it's important to understand what your triggers are, because you can better manage them. So before I got to this point, when I was triggered, it was nothing but negative. I would go into a deeper depression. I would feel worse about myself. Some of my PTSD symptoms would flare up because I wasn't really aware of what those triggers were. So they would hit me unexpectedly. But now that I know what my triggers are, I have a better understanding of them. I use them to open up so that I can do the additional work to understand why is this discomfort happening to me and what can I do about it?
Such power in allowing that which exists to work with us. Something else that you touched on was when you were in the hospital, your husband and all the people that were surrounding you at the time, they got to see what I would consider the more revealed version of you, the fully revealed version of you. With that being said, I would love to know, how is it now moving through the world as a more revealed person, or a person that isn't really hiding or transforming, going in the closet and finding these capes? How is moving through the world these days for you?
You know, the first word that comes to mind to respond to that is authentic. Mm-hmm. I've learned that being authentic isn't about thinking, it's about doing. And now I'm moving throughout the world in a way that's doing and less thinking. Less thinking about what other people expect of me. Less thinking about managing people's perceptions. And it's scary. It does bring me a lot of anxiety because I'm out here and I'm sharing my story. There's no more secrets. People know now that I'm not this, you know, picture perfect, put together person. I'm completely made of imperfections and flaws, and I have issues too, and I'm working through them and I'm managing them, and letting the people who were closest to me and even the public, people I don't know, into that sacred, intimate space with me, it's scary, but at the same time, it's liberating because I know that I'm helping other people. There's got to be other people who may be feeling something similar. So if I can share my story and live in a more authentic version of myself, my hope is that other people feel more comfortable doing it too.
Yes, yes, yes. I often say one of the most terrifying things that I've ever done was deciding to live a fully revealed life to the capacity that, you know, I feel during that day. Just being seen and being heard. I think a lot of times, you know, we talk about I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to be felt. But actually being seen, being heard, and being felt is a very vulnerable space because you're just out here. You're out here living. And you said, you know, you showing up really allows other people to show up. And I've noticed that when people say it to me, I'm just like, I think if anything, I'm not doing anything that anyone else can't do. It just takes a certain level of bravery because you're like literally naked all the time. And you know, you can decide what you want to go in your closet and put on. But what we're doing every day is like putting on our naked suit and saying, well, here we are. And I'm just out here figuring it out. And I'm out here bumping into walls and I'm out here flying. I'm doing all of these things, but I'm doing them in real time. And I'm seen and I'm heard and I'm felt. And here we are.
And here we are. And here we are. And so I'd be curious to understand from you, how does that make you feel?
It feels like pure alignment, really. I would say I used to think about a lot of things when it came to how is it that I'm supposed to show up in order, especially when I was dealing more so with being with people and being in the healing profession. It was, how do I show up so that I can be the best whatever for other people? When now that's no longer my question. It is, I am showing up in my best, in my most expressive version of myself. And that will draw to me what is to come to me. That will allow the things that are no longer part of my story to fall as the leaves do in the fall and die in the winter. And so that's kind of what the shift that I felt in being a much more revealed person, even when it comes to setting boundaries and saying yes and saying no and being in my full body yes. And whatever it is, we have a lot of these, I would say, phrases that we say all the time, but really embodying them and moving through that is... it's pure alignment and sometimes terrifying because that, in my opinion, there's no blueprint for it. We're just finding our way, which is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I love that.
I really enjoy hearing you now because I've seen you do a lot of lives where you're encouraging other human beings to not only reveal themselves, but to find a support system or to go to a support system. So I would love to hear more about the things that you're creating in that space and how and why and all of the beautiful things about your new community healing as well as your one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have something called a Truth Tribe, and a Truth Tribe is a community where people can feel supported with unconditional love as they kind of walk through their journey of truth. And so as being a part of my Truth Tribe, working with me one-on-one is a very intimate experience. It's walking through and peeling back all those different layers of who you are to understand who is the core of your being, what are your values, and how can we make sure you're aligned with your values in the most authentic way. I think a big part of that is also around making sure that people know that they are supported in every single way, hence my live videos. So there's so many people out in the world who are managing or learning how to manage mental illness. I'm a huge mental health advocate as well as an authenticity advocate. And I think it's important that people know that they're not alone and that they are not, you know, the only person in this world dealing with whatever they may be dealing with, whatever that may look like for them. And there's no right or wrong here. I think one of the most common cognitive distortions is around seeing things as black and white, and there's a right and wrong way of doing things. And that's not true. Life is made up of gray, a lot of gray. And that's something that I've learned on my own journey throughout therapy as well, is that life is messy. We can't always organize it. It's not always something we can compartmentalize. And making sure that people know that you can live in the gray and you can have all these things happening to you, but there's a way to live in them and navigate through them truthfully and authentically and showing up as though you're ready for them and knowing what that means for you, not for everyone else, not what other people expect of you, but what that means for you.
You know, that right-wrong dynamic for me is a game changer. When I do have the opportunity to like even just introduce that concept to people who feel paralyzed and who feel stuck, it really just takes off those walls. It's not really about the direction of your next decision. It's that, you know, what's here and what's now and what's available to me. But you also spoke to a thing that's really important for you, who you are at the core and your values and living in alignment with those values. So with that question, I would love to know, well, what are your values?
Sure. So my biggest value is to live in honesty. That is something that I've never valued before. I think I valued it on the surface because it sounded good, but it wasn't something that I valued as in I was living it. My family is another big value that I have. I think it's important for me personally to prioritize my family. They are a huge support system for me. Also, my work, what I do, and that doesn't mean my job per se is corporate America, but my work. What am I showing up in the world to do? What is my work? My work is helping to heal people. It's helping to help people. And so that is, again, what I would say one of my top three values, and it guides how I interact with people. If my value is to say, I want to help people and I want to serve people, then when I'm corresponding with people, when I'm communicating, when I'm in my coaching sessions or my healing sessions with people, I'm putting that at the forefront and I'm making sure that I'm showing up in a way that makes them feel supported, because that's a value for me.
Yeah. And so with that being said, how do you support yourself?
That's a great question. You know what? It's so much easier to put others ahead of yourself for me. And that's something that I'm actually working on, is to understand that my value is just as important, if not more, than helping and serving other people. If I don't help and serve myself first, how can I help and serve other people? And so what I've been working on more recently is taking a lot of the tools that I've been sharing with my clients and utilizing them with me. So a lot of the deep breathing techniques that I've been learning, the square breathing to help me center myself, that's a way that I'm supporting myself. Positive affirmations. It's so easy for us to, you know, embed in our brains that we're not good enough and to have these doubts. But do we spend the exact same amount of time and energy making sure that we know and programming our brain that we can do this, we are capable, we are willing, we are deserving? So changing the narrative is something that I'm working on as well to better serve myself. And I would say, lastly, just being kind with myself, you know, just not putting so much pressure on myself. That's what got me to where I was in the first place. That's what got me in the hospital, right? So I want to make sure that I'm being proactive in how I'm thinking and how I'm treating myself. And just as much as I'm supporting and kind and patient with other people, making sure I'm having that positive self-talk with myself as well.
Yes. I found for me, having a support system and allowing myself to be supported is how I create support for myself. It's more so not necessarily just like who it is, it's that I allow it. And you're definitely one of the support systems that I have, just knowing that whatever is happening in my life, that when I talk to you, that no matter what's going on, the whole entire agenda is just to be authentic. There's so many things that we can say and so many things that we can do because both of us are moving forward and like doing all of these things in our lives. But I know that when I talk to you, when I talk to my support system, the whole entirety of it is just to be here and be now. And you and I have had many talks where we have this one agenda and it's like, oh no, this is actually what's here for me. So I really appreciate you for being such a pillar of support for me as a human being, and taking care of yourself, because that is something that people in this industry tend not to do, especially after so long, you can become numb to it. It can become a performative thing. It's, I'm waking up to go do these things for so many people. And do you allow yourself to be supported in the way that you desire to support other people? That's just how, you know, energy works. Do you believe in the very way that you show up for other people?
Yes. Yes. I love that. That's exactly right. And just so you know, I love you so much. And you are such a huge support system to me as well. I will just ditto everything that you just said.
I appreciate that. I just really appreciate our relationship. I was just telling someone, it has been 15 years. And the 15 years that we've known each other is through so many different iterations. We met in undergrad, which is, you know, so different than how we, you know, are today. But our relationship, our closeness has, I would say, it has gotten so much more as we've become more authentic with each other. We were just doing the things before and being part of organizations and, you know, working together in certain ways. But now it's just like we're human beings together. And I feel like the closeness that we have at this point is because a lot of those layers, while they're still there, they're not what we're, that's not what's in the front anymore. It's being a human. And I really appreciate that after, you know, all of these years, during all of these years, and just noticing that everything has led up to this point where you're definitely one of the most important people in my life. I just really appreciate you for being, and although despite within all that life has shown up, you've continued to choose to be in this this iteration with me, and I'm just grateful.
Thank you so much. I feel like you're going to make me cry. No, I really appreciate it. And I could say the same for you. I think you've seen me evolve in so many ways. And it's because of you and our relationship that I have actually been able to learn how to be a human being first and not be a facade and not be what other people expect of me, but to actually be a spirit, a being, a human being, and to be in touch with how I feel in the moment, express that, and know that it's okay. And no matter what I express to you in that moment of how I'm feeling, whatever way that I choose to show up, you are always there to accept it and to be a part of it with me. And I think that says a lot, because so often it's very easy to allow people to show up, but maybe we're not always ready to be in that space with them. And that's something that you continuously and have never failed to do with me. And that's something that I appreciate so much, because it's gotten me to this point here where I can be so open about myself, and I can tell you that, yes, I have anxiety. I have, you know, a lot of fears when it comes to being quote unquote public about some of my struggles, but I know that it's okay, because it's how I feel and it's my truth and it's me being a human being first. And that's what matters. So thank you so much for always being there for me in that capacity.
I feel like we could just like gush all over each other forever and ever, because it's real. And I will share you with other people. Like, honestly, the world just, I'm excited that the world gets to experience you more. And just recently you launched a website and your new practice and how you're going to be with people. So I would love for you to share how people can stay in touch with you, whether that's socially or on the World Wide Web, whatever it is. How can people really stay connected and be with you in real time or virtually?
Yes, absolutely. So there are a couple ways to do that. As you were just saying, I did launch my new website, so I'm so excited for that. The website is www.jasminedfrancis.com. It's full of goodies of love and care and warmth and support. You actually have the opportunity to subscribe to my newsletter, where I will personally email you affirmations and positive whispers to keep you going throughout your day. I am also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Jasmine D. Francis as well. So check me out, show me some love, sprinkle me with some love and light. And yeah.
I love it. And I love her website. And I really just love that it's such a beautiful reflection of who you are. And wow, I could just talk about you all day, but I'm really excited. I would love for those who have been touched by the mere presence of Jasmine, just go take a look, see how it is that your paths can or may not align, but take a look, allow yourself to be with her, even if it's just virtually. Is there anything else that you would like to share, you would like the world to know, or any last thought that you would like to share with anybody that's listening?
Sure, absolutely. I just wanted to make sure that the world knew all the different ways to work with me. I do private coaching sessions where we take a journey through your life, through your values, to understand who you are and to, you know, walk through some self-discovery so that you can live a most authentic life. I also do healing circles. They're also called sun circles, where we pick a topic and we talk about and process our feelings so that we can move forward with healing. Now, these happen the day before a new moon so that we can walk through all of your healing and you can process all of those feelings you've been feeling ahead of setting a new intention with the new moon. And then lastly, I also do speaking events, corporate wellness, and things of that nature. So please check out my website. There's more information on there, and I look forward to seeing and getting some of that love from all of your listeners.
I look forward to the universal consciousness just vibrating higher, because we all have the opportunity to see you and feel you and to know you more. So with that being said, thank you so much for investing your time, Jasmine, and coming on this podcast and sharing yourself with myself and others. I hope that the listeners have really felt into this moment and allowed themselves to be part of the being that is you. And secondly, I would love to thank the audience for tuning in. Tune in next time for more voices being revealed.
The ideas expressed by guests are not necessarily Dr. Crystal's personal beliefs. Information received from Sanctuary the Podcast is not to be used as a substitute for medical or psychological advice. See and hear more from Dr. Crystal by becoming a free member of the Lighter Side Network at www.thelightersidenetwork.com. The Lighter Side Network, where the everyday meets the extraordinary. Made with Love by Jesse in Atlanta.